Last week we learned about Moida Ani Lefanecha, that Moida Ani, we're giving our Karas HaTov to Hashem, that He gave us back our neshama, He gave us the gift of life. Lefanecha, that we realize that we're in front of Hashem, Shavisa Hashem Lenegdi Samet. We're going to move on now to the next words in Moida Ani. Melech Chai V'Kayam. Now we talk to Hashem and we refer to Him as Melech Chai V'Kayam. These three words. Melech is a king. Chai literally means living. Kayam is, these Kayam is everlasting, everlasting. It's interesting because this Melech Chai V'Kayam we find scattered throughout davening, but a little bit different. We say Melech Kel Chai V'Kayam. In the Birchas Kriya Shema V'Shachris, we say, L'melech kel chai v'kayam z'miro yis yemeru v'slishpoch yis yashmiu. A little bit further in Ezra Aviseinu, we say, V'nosnu yididim z'miro yis shiro yis v'slishpoch yis broch yis v'lido yis l'melech kel chai v'kayam. In fact, coming up next week, Rosh Hashanah, by the end of Nitzan HaTekef, we end off by screaming out loud, V'yato hu melech kel chai v'kayam. That's how we end off Nitzan HaTekef. Kel Melech Kel Chai V'Kayam. I didn't see anywhere this, but perhaps that here we leave out Kel, because when we wake up in the morning, our hands are tameh, our hands are impure. So we can't say Hashem Hashem. And we know that we learned last week that there's a tremendous, it's very crucial, there's a significance of saying it right away when we wake up in the morning. We want to capture the first moment of the day. So we say Maida Ani right away. And the place can say La Halacha, that you could say Maida Ani because one, you're not saying Hashem Hashem, so you're able to say it right away even if a person's hands are tameh. So perhaps that even though we're saying Melech Chai Kel, we leave out Kel, perhaps because our hands are tameh, but we say Melech Chai V'Kayim. Okay. Either way, we're going to try to understand exactly why, what do these three words mean? What do we, when we're referring to Hashem as Melech Chai V'Kayim, what does that mean? And why specifically, by Moida Ani, are we using these three words? This coin, the Melech Chai V'Kayim. That's what we're going to try to understand tonight. Just as a Hakdama, in general, when we talk, most times when we talk about Hashem, when we refer to Him different words or different shvachim, we usually are talking not about who Hashem is. We have nothing. We're not connected to Hashem. We can't understand Hashem. We're talking about His hanhaga. The words we use when we refer to Hashem, different words that we use, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech, these things are based on the way He's being noyeg and relating to the world and dealing with us, so we refer to Him in different ways. That's what we can understand, how He's dealing with us, and that's why we use these words. So on that notion, we're going to try to go through these three words and what's the hanhaga of Melech Chai V'Kayim and how it relates to Moed Ani, why we're saying Melech Chai V'Kayim at this point. We'll start with Melech. The first is Melech. One of the unique midas of a Melech is that a Melech has the ability, the power, to decide life and death of others. That's something which is unique to a king. And that's the midah of Melech. In fact, the second bracha of Shemayna Esrei, when we talk about Hashem as Meimus U'Mechaya, we say Melech Meimus U'Mechaya. Because this that Hashem has the power and gives, decides life and not life for people and the different everything in the world, that's the midah of Melech. And also, coming up for next week, Aser Yismei Tshuva, the 10 days where Hashem is deciding the life and Mavis and Chaim, right? Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mesim, our Psuchim for those 10 days. We go ahead and we change the Nusach in Shemayin Esrei from Akel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh. Because those 10 days, Hashem is being Noyheg with that power of Memes and Mechaya. He's deciding, He's judging life and death to the world. So we refer to Him as Melech, because at that time, He's being noyeg like a melech, that choosing chaim and mavas. So when we know that when a person goes to sleep at night and his neshama goes up to Shemayim, a person is being judged, and every night, Hashem judges a person should Hashem give back the person's life? You know, we're accustomed that nature is that people go to sleep and they wake up. It's true, that's the nature. But in reality, Hashem is being done, a person's neshama, a person, every night. And Hashem is being boicher b'chayim and choosing that a person should get back his life. So the moment we wake up, the first thing we say when we refer to Hashem is melech, that I recognize Hashem was noyheg with us, with myself, with the mid of a melech to choose to be boicher in chayim. That's melech. Chai. What's chai? Simply we understand that it means that the hanhog of chai is that Hashem gives life. That he's chai, he's the melech ha-chayim, he's the makor ha-chayim. So Hashem gives life to others. And in fact, Hashem just gave us the gift of life. So we say chai. You know, it's coming up to Rosh Hashanah, we're going to be asking for chayim. I just want to stop a minute and give a little bit of an understanding on the word chayim. You know, many times, you know, we see things from Chazal that are puzzling. And many times it's because we don't realize that not English and Lashon Kodesh, the word that we think, we translate chayim as to mean life, it's loosely translates life, but then we have a difficulty. We're going to try to define a little bit what chayim really means in the Torah. Example, Chazal say that tzaddik rishon b'chayim kruya mesim. What does that mean? They're alive and kicking. What does it mean? A rosh b'chayim is kruya mesim. They even say, Chazal say, the Gemara says that tzaddikim b'misasim kruyim chayim. A tzaddik in his misa is called chayim. What is this all? So I want to share with Olam a fascinating Vilna Gaon in Hazinu, Adaras Elio, in Periklam Abayis Pasuk Mem. He says as follows, Shakodish Baruch Hu Nikra Chei Hoy Lamim. We know Hashem is called Chei Hoy Lamim. At the end of Yishtabach, we say Chei Hoy Lamim. What does that mean? Chei Hoy Lamim. Many Mepharshim explain it to me that Hashem is the source of life. He's the power of, he's the energy force and the force of life for all the worlds. The Vilna Gaon says something very interesting. What does it mean? Chei Hoy Lamim. Shemechaber Shtei Hoy Lamis. That Hashem is mechaber, connects the two worlds. Chei Olamim means he's mechaber, connects the two worlds. What two worlds is he talking about over here? It's Shemayim and Aretz. Shemayim and Aretz. Aretz is the world we live in, planet Earth, right, where we are. And Shemayim is upstairs in Shemayim. He says the two worlds run very differently normally. Hashem established this world. The general ratzon of Hashem was that this world should run on nature, teva. In Shemayim doesn't run on teva. His words are, "But Shemayim hu al pi rotzain." Whatever Hashem's rotzain is at that at any given moment, that's what is in Shemayim. There's no nature. There's no teva in Shemayim. Says the Vilna Gaon, at a time where Hashem in this world is noyeg with rotzain, meaning that he breaks nature and he does a nes l'mayil midarech hateva, Hashem is connecting, is being mechaber Shemayim and Aretz. Because the anhaga of Shemayim, of Ratzayin, of Lamayim L'medach HaTeva, is being noig down here, and that is a chibur, Hashem is making a chibur between the two worlds, Shemayim and Aretz, and that's why Hashem is Chei Hoy Lamim. We see from this Vilna Gaon an interesting thing, that the word Chei means chibur, connection. We can understand this, that when Hashem, that's what Chaim is. What's Chaim? The Torah says that Vayitzer Hashem Elokim as Adam Ofram and Adamo, Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim, Vayodam Lenefesh Chaya. What happened? What's our lives? Hashem created a body, Ofram and Adamo, and then Hashem infused into the body a neshama, and at that moment where the neshama connected and was infused and came together and was mechuber with the guf, then there was chayim. The essence of what defines chayim is this, that there's a chibur. And our chayim is that there's a chibur, a connection between the guf and the neshama. That's what chayim is. And in fact, that's really the opposite. What's misa? The Torah's definition of misa is yitzias neshama min haguf. When the neshama disconnects and is not mechubra anymore with the guf, that's misa. That's the definition of misa, nothing else. When the neshama leaves the guf, not before, not after, that is misa, when the neshama leaves the guf. Because then there's no more chibur, because the definition of chayim is chibur. This perhaps could give us an understanding. Rishon b'chayim kruya mesim. There's different levels of having a chibur between the guf and the neshama. Yes, it's true that the neshama comes into the guf and they're somehow connected. But if they're not on the same page, if the guf is doing what the antithesis, the exact opposite of what the neshama wants to do Ratzon Hashem, and the guf goes ahead and does the wrong thing, to some extent or to a very large extent, the neshama and the guf are very much not mechubar, they're very much not connected. Rishon b'chayim kruy mesim is that there's a lack in that chibur between the guf and the neshama. When a person does the right thing and then he does the mitzvahs, that's what the neshama wants. So the guf and the neshama are on the same page. That's a chibur. And could be it goes a step further. A tzaddik b'misasai kriyim chayim. His neshama, indeed, his neshama left his guf. But a tzaddik, right, zoicha leir b'ara chayim, his dava kaviyachal and comes connected kaviyachol to the Kaddish Baruch himself. Nafshay tzrura b'tzara chayim. The neshama of a tzaddik becomes kaviyachol connected and mechubar to the Kaddish Baruch. I once heard a very interesting thing from Rav Matisyo Salman Shlita. He said from his Rebbe, Rav Ella Lepian, said, what's, we ask on Rosh Hashanah, Saras Mechua for chayim. What's chayim? So he said a fascinating definition of chayim. He said, chayim is the thing or things that a person can't get enough of. That's a person's chayim. If a person can't get enough of ice cream, that's all he... For him, what's chayim? Ice cream. If a person can't get enough of doing chesed, then for him, what's chayim? Chayim is doing mitzvahs, is doing chesed. We define for ourselves what chayim is. And he said, when a person comes on Rosh Hashanah to ask Hashem, give me chayim. Every person is asking really for a different thing. We're not asking for the same thing. We're asking for what we define as chayim. Very interesting thing. I think that this connects with what we're saying from the Vilna Gaon, that what a person can't get enough of is a sign that he's connected to that thing. He's so mechubar to that thing, he's so connected, that thing he can't get enough of. That's the greatest sign that he's mechubar to that thing. And that's his chayim. I think Rav Matisyo went on to say that we have to, before Rosh Hashanah, work on defining for ourselves with what is our chayim. We're going to ask on Rosh Hashanah for chayim. But let's first think about it ourselves and let's try to work on, you know, our value system. What's special to us and what is our chayim? And really, Elul is not merely, you know, Elul is a time for a person to work on his values and to think about what's special to me. What maybe I should take on higher values. You know, we say the highest level is with David HaMelech. We say this the whole Elul. Ach asher alti meis Hashem oisev akish. With David, all he wanted was shifti b'vez Hashem. He wanted dveikus b'Hashem. He wanted that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu all his whole life. We learn from David HaMelech, the whole Elul, we try to learn what chayim is, what is it, that thing that we can't get enough of, what should that thing be? And then when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and when we ask for chayim, and Hashem sees that our chayim is a higher level of chayim, it's something which is more spiritual inclined, sports more than Hashem will, as Hashem give us a shenas chayim. So, this is just, general idea of chayim. That, so when we say, getting back to Maida Ani, so it comes out that first we say Melech, and Melech, we explained, is talking about sort of the past. Hashem was Noyheg when I was sleeping, before I woke up. Hashem was Noyheg with the Midah of Melech. The present, I just woke up, the present is Chai. Hashem gave me, Shechzarto b'nishmasi. Hashem gave me back, infused the neshama back into my guf and gave me that chayim. That's going on the midah, the anhaga, that's happening right now in the present. We'll move on now to chayim. What's Kayam? So just as a hakdoma, I saw an interesting thing from Rav Pinkus. He says that really, you know, a person says, Moidani lefanecha, I'm so grateful, Hashem. You gave me back my neshama, I got the gift of life. But really, how could a person be so comfortable with himself? Who knows if tomorrow he's going to wake up? He's going to go to sleep again tonight and the next night. So how could a person feel comfortable? This was his question and his shmooze. How could a person, you know, feel comfortable and same way that Ani, but who knows what's going to be, what tomorrow morning will bring? Who knows what tomorrow is, what is fate? In fact, the Svarim say that it's not pashut because the neshama goes up and Hashem looks at what the person, how he acted that day doesn't necessarily match up. And so, says Rav Pinkus, that's why we end off by saying, Shechzarta b'nishmasi b'chemla, rabba emunasecha, that I have a muna, and Hashem, that's the end. We end off with rabba emunasecha, how great is that muna in you, Hashem, that you're going to do it again tomorrow. You gave it to me today, Shechzarta b'nishmasi b'chemla. But rabba emunasecha is a new thing that for the future, I have a muna in you, Hashem, that you're going to give it back to me again tomorrow. We take it for granted. It's Hashem made sort of like the nature of the world that people wake up, go to sleep and wake up, go to sleep and wake up. That is the nature of the world. But really, it's not so simple. So, but we have emuna, rabba emunasecha. But the question is like this. What is the basis of our emuna? Why is it, why do I have emuna? Why is it that I have emuna that I will, that Hashem will give me my neshama back tomorrow? Who said? So for that, there's something called kayam. Hashem has the midah of kayam of kayamis. What does kayam mean? So, after Shema in the morning, by Yatzav and Nochin, so we say, Hu kayam, Ushmoy kayam. So the Siach Yitzchak over there says as follows. Shmoy kayam, Dehainu hanagosoy kayam. K'moy shekotzav, Ani Hashem, Loi shenisi. The idea of kayam is not that it merely the notion of kayim is not that it lasts forever. The notion of kayim is that Hashem's hanhaga doesn't change. And that is that if Hashem said that there's going to be a certain way things are going to run, Hashem has kayomus and Hashem keeps to that. And he sticks with that, and he's like the pasuk says in Malachi, Ani Hashem, Loi Shenisi. I, Hashem, I don't change my anhaga. Hashem says that I'm going to have a certain anhaga, and this is the way it's going to be. It's going to be a certain nature and the way things run. Ani Hashem lo yishenisi. Hashem is kayam, and he keeps that, and he keeps that anhaga. So this is really our when we say kayam, we're referring to the future. This that we have emuna, and we believe that Hashem will take care of us tomorrow and the day after, is because although it is a great thing that Hashem gave us back neshama, but that is, Hashem said that that's the way the world's going to run. Hashem made that, so to say, quote, a teva, that people go to sleep and wake up. And that's the midah of kayamas, that even if there's great reason that maybe when our neshama goes up, Hashem should say, oh, maybe we're not deserving, but Hashem has the midah of kayam, that's the way he made the world run, that people go to sleep and they wake up in the morning. And even if when our neshama goes up to Shemayim, Hashem sees, not so simple, that this person is worthy to get his neshama back. But Rabba Munasecha, because of the midah of Kayamas, Hashem is Kayam in his anhaga. So it comes out that Melech Chai V'Kayam is parallel to the past, the present, and the future. Melech is that Hashem, right before I woke up, in the middle of the night, you were a melech. You were a noyheg with the midah of melech to be boicher and to choose chayim. The present, I just woke up. Hashem, you just gave me my neshama. That's in the present. You're chay. You gave me my neshama. Shechzar to be neshmasa. You put the neshama back into my guf. And then you gave me chayim. And what about the future? What about tomorrow? And that we say, chayim. Hashem, you are chayim. And you are melech chay v'chayim. So these three things are unique to, we say these three things when we wake up in the morning, when we had just experienced the melech and the chai, and we're in the future tomorrow, Hashem, Hashem is the anhoga of kayamos, that he's kayam, and he keeps to that, and that is melech chai v'kayam. Once we're talking about Kayim, I just wanted to share with the Ilam an interesting Avudraham.
So Kayim we're translating as kind of willful again.
That Hashem has the anhaga of Kayim, that he doesn't change his anhaga. And since that is the anhaga of the world that Hashem established, that people generally, so to say, teva, is that people go to sleep and wake up. And even though, so that is Hashem's midah of Kayomas, to keep that up, and to Rabbi Munasecha, to give me back my neshama tomorrow, even though, not necessarily are we worthy of getting our neshama back, but we have betachan, and our muna is, because of Hashem's midah of Kayomas, that he's kayom in his hanhaga of giving people life.
That's why we emphasize melech. Kilu, the melech who makes a decision between nothing.
Because the bottom line is, he doesn't have to. Hashem does judge, and it's not sure, but we have betachin and the midah of kayom that Hashem will keep to that. Now, it doesn't mean that we are not grateful that Hashem was a melech and gave us back our lives. Hashem doesn't have to give us back our lives, and Hashem does. So that's melech chai v'kayim. Just on the word kayim, that we explained that kayim is a notion of not changing Hashem's anhaga. I just saw recently a very interesting avudraham. We know that if a person, Leilenu, shouldn't see a rainbow, but if a person sees a keshes, right, the bracha is zoicher b'bris, v'nemon b'brisoy, v'kayim b'mamoroy. So what are these two things? Nemon bebrisoi v'kayim b'mamori. So he says like this: Nemon bebrisoi shelo yavrenu, that Hashem is not over his bris, his treaty to keep the world going. Afal pisha rabu harasham, even though there's so many rasham, wicked people doing the wrong thing. So that's nemon bebrisoi. So what's kayim b'mamori? So he says, Kayim b'mamoray means that even if Hashem wouldn't have made a bris, he still wouldn't destroy the world. Why? Because the bottom line is, he's kayom b'mamoray. He doesn't change his what he said. And what did he say? V'lo yia oid mabul l'shachas ha'aretz. Hashem said, even without the bris, the treaty that Hashem made, Hashem said, v'lo yia oid mabul. And since Hashem said it, Hashem is kayom b'mamori, he doesn't change his anhaga. And that's the added thing of kayom b'mamori, that the fact alone that Hashem said so is kayom b'mamori. So that's the idea of kayom, that Hashem is kayom b'mamori. Thank you so much. So that's it.